This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Valentine's Day for many means 24 hours jammed full of affection from those closest to them, but this year, some distance is required. Last year, COVID became serious to many March 13th. Lots of schools like Webster dismissed for spring break and then stayed closed to finish out the school term. Based on this timeline, many people's last holiday spent with friends and family before quarantine would have been Valentine's Day. Almost a year since quarantine began, and with Valentine's Day approaching quickly, this holiday season has some people feeling bittersweet. Senior Sonia Bergfeld said, "Sometimes waiting for things can make the end result even better. Once COVID is vanquished, we'll appreciate even more every moment with extended family, friends, and even classmates and teachers. Everyone we didn't get to interact with normally during the pandemic. I'm excited for that moment." Valentine's Day is the holiday most well known for affection, whether it be physical affection or in the form of gift giving to show appreciation. With COVID still raging around the world, the way many celebrate the day will have to change drastically. Senior Alex DeFoss said, "I think Valentine's Day is an important day for some people, but not everyone. And anyone who doesn't have a significant other to celebrate on that day shouldn't feel bad or like they're missing out compared to those who do." Junior JC Van Leeuwen is a student whose birthday happens to coincide with Valentine's Day. When asked about how she felt about her birthday and the holiday being the same, she said, "Having a birthday on a holiday is the same as having your birthday on any other day. Except it's more stressful because you have to adjust your plans because your friends might be busy." Aside from Valentine's Day being the last official holiday celebrated by many, birthdays between January 1st and March 13th were some of the last birthdays celebrated before states went into lockdown, and birthdays were celebrated alone, inside homes, or over Zoom. Junior Elsa Surface said, "It felt super weird because I usually hate my birthday and don't like celebrating it. So the one time I do, it ends up being one of the last times I get to hang out with friends. I guess I got lucky." Bergfeld said, "My birthday was the last normal day, at least in the U.S. It was the last day we attended regular school. It makes that day even more memorable, knowing I went out and celebrated without wearing a mask for the last time in over 10 months.
This has been another edition of Voices of Webster. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Beauty Flow by Kevin MacLeod on IncomTech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Join us for new Echo podcasts next Friday.